In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The poem, The Hound of Heaven, by Francis Thompson, very beautifully and powerfully tells the story of a spiritual pursuit involving an individual and God. This is about God relentlessly pursuing this person. It kind of has archaic language, but it begins as follows. I fled him down the nights and down the days. I fled him down the arches of the years. I fled him down the labyrinthine ways of my own mind and in the midst of tears. I hid from him and under running laughter. Up vistaed hopes I sped and shot precipitated adown titanic glooms of chasmed fears from those strong feet that followed after, but with unhurrying chase and unperturbed pace, deliberate speed, majestic instancy, they beat and a voice beat, more instant than the feet, all things betray thee who betrayest me. In today's gospel, Jesus answers the challenge of the crowd by saying that he, the Son of Man, has come to seek and to save what was lost. In Jesus himself, we see the Hound of Heaven. Although he enjoyed perfect happiness in heaven, out of love he chose to become one of us in order to save us from sin and death. And Jesus not only came to save all of us collectively, but also each of us individually, including Zacchaeus in today's gospel. Now, Zacchaeus may not exactly be just like the person described as fleeing from God in the poem. After all, Zacchaeus clearly wants to see Jesus, and even acts with some pretty unique ingenuity in order to do it. But like all of us, Zacchaeus is a sinner. And as a tax collector, it's very likely that he was involved in things like extortion and fraud. There's another passage from the poem that captures the moment of encounter with God after the flight of sin is ended. It shows the poverty of sin, giving way to total surrender to God. Here God addresses the sinner in the following words. All which I took from thee I did but take, not for thy harms, but just that thou mightest seek it in my arms. All which thy child's mistake fancies as lost, I have stored for thee at home. Rise, clasp my hand, and come. Beginning with his climb up the tree, and his coming down at the call of Jesus, welcoming Jesus into his home, his pledge to turn his life around and make up for his past sins, his commitment to live a godly life, we see Zacchaeus doing exactly what God tells the sinner to do in that poem. He clasps God's hand, stretched out to rescue him. Many of us, most of us, I would say probably, at some point in our lives, have fled from God. I'm sure many of us can point to one or a few significant moments when we were aware of God stretching out his hand to rescue us. As we thank God every day for rescuing us indeed, but we're reminded of that very real spiritual danger that we were in. Also, undoubtedly, each of us is close to someone who is fleeing from God right now, who, like Zacchaeus, cannot see Christ, but who may or may not be interested enough to climb the tree in order to see him. Here we can perhaps move from placing ourselves in the position of Zacchaeus to the position of members of the crowd. We read in the gospel that Zacchaeus could not see Jesus because of the crowd. We can ask ourselves, is there something about me that blocks other people's view of Jesus? Each of us is called to be another Christ in the world, to make him known to other people. And yet how often do we hear stories about someone who left the church years ago because someone in the church treated them badly? I'm very conscious as a priest that while I want to be a leader, I never want to become the subject of a story someone tells 20 years from now about the last time he or she entered a Catholic church. So we all want to be careful that we are attracting people to Christ and not repelling them. But being kind doesn't mean that we compromise on the truth, or that we fail to correct and challenge people when needed. I also don't mean to say that people have a good excuse for leaving the church because of someone's unkindness or for any other reason for that matter. Rather, the call of the gospel is that we are responsible to radiate the love of Christ to other people, even when we challenge them. Jesus has come to us because we could never have gone out to him on our own. He is that hound of heaven who has come to seek and to save all who are lost. So let us clasp his hand by remaining faithful so that we might hear those sweet words as well. Today, salvation has come to this house. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us stand and profess our faith.
I believe